Kings. Look at the footsteps.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. I should have worn boots.
I know.
I usually run up here.
Do you want to talk a little bit about how we're so close to a busy road and you take one little turn and it's all got a treacle and a treacle, tranquil?
I think that's what it, Sunday's Well, it's a beautiful setting, but Sunday's Well Road is really busy. It's chock-a-block with traffic, kind of from early in the morning. It eases off during the day, but it's really loud. You can hear that. That's constant. And every one of these houses, I'm out of breath slightly, not very fit. Yeah, every one of these houses has got this constant backdrop of traffic. And you literally turn down this little alleyway here. If you didn't know it was there, you'd be really taken by surprise, because all these houses along here, they just look like nothing. They look like kind of, you've got some grotty yard behind them, but when they're facing onto the wall. And then you walk down this alleyway, down these steps, and suddenly you're in this little oasis, really, of calm. It's, I think it's something to do with the fact that it's pedestrian as well. And what we were saying earlier, you know, and it's the experience of walking across the bridge, it's like, it's a moment of calm. It's a pause in your day as you go across, because there's only room for maybe two people at a time. It's that narrow. And you go down these kind of quite unprepossessing concrete alleyway with these old bollards and metal railing. There's a bit of graffiti. There's quite a lot of rubbish. There's cans, drinks cans, cigarette butts, pill packets, tissues, dog waste. Even somebody's bothered to put their dog's poo in a bag and leave it on the side. And you've got these sort of rusty green railings. To my right now, there's all the plastic bottles washed up, all the debris of the river. And then you enter onto the bridge and it suddenly opens up into this vista. And those houses that we talked about behind that look like nothing from the outside, suddenly they're these majestic buildings with rich gardens looking onto the river, and you can see to east and west, right down the river, across to one of the greenest parts of the city, really, because you've got the Mardyke sports fields and you've got Fitzgerald Park, and there's something that slows you. So if you were walking, do you remember when you were living there and you were walking to work, like, would you slow down or would it just be become part
no.
of your day?
Making it for a deadline, so you keep walking, but you'd be very aware of where you're walking, and there's a bit of a bounce to the bridge, which is kind of fun. It gets your feet away from the hard concrete of the city, and you get this little kind of fun bounce that I was always aware of. Like some mornings, if you're going to work, it could be a good day ahead of you, it could be a bad night behind you. But the bridge always was a point where I was aware of my surroundings. Yeah. I'm not much of a person for breakfast, so I'll just get up, wash, leave the house. And I wouldn't be waking up until I'm kind of travelling to work, you know. Still the same. But I always thought the bridge was a point where I took stock.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's what I was trying to get at, is actually the pause where you do take stock. It's interesting that you say you were aware of your surroundings.
Yeah. I'm very interested in my physical environment, as in the understanding of what our air quality is like, our light levels are like. It's just my nature, very pedantic, and my manner, and I like to know that does the air quality where I'm working is good, and that's been a lot of my my own personal research, my academic career, has been around light level and CO2 levels and the environment we live in and we teach in. And I've always had an interest in my environment. Don't like small spaces, don't like really large spaces. I'm always aware of where I am and where I'm standing, my position. And things like this very unique bridge, I never really come across anything like it before in my life, you know, just that little the bounce to it, little squeak you can make. You can play the bridge. It's kind of, it's musical if you start pulling at it, you know, tugging at it, and the cables start resonating different keys. And there seems to be a level of harmonics available if you had an ear for that kind of thing. And also, again, the surrounding is absolutely, it's wonderful just to look where you are. Even today now, it's not particularly nice. It's kind of windy, it's cold, but it's still nice, you know. It's very unique. I wouldn't say I'm the most well-traveled person in the world, but I've done my bit, and I never really see anything like this setup and this kind of aspect. It's very unique, very Georgian. It was purposely built to serve a purpose, to join the Mardek and to Sunday as well. And the other bridges that do so are a little bit kind of flat, boring, like the Mardek Bridge, as they call it officially, down by the other side of the river, if you go towards the east. It's architecturally, it's beautiful, it's got a fan shape to it, but it didn't age well, I think, if you want to compare this bridge to the other bridges. And this seems to be getting even more graceful in our old age. There is a lot of talk about the condition of the bridge, and there's been some pretty questionable journalism about the safety of it. I'm looking here at some rust on one of the metal strats. It's an angle. There's four of them there to support one of the pillars of the north side of the bridge. And it is rusted to a fair degree, but I don't see it any time giving way, because there's a crisscross pattern supporting those four beams all the way up to the top. And the pressure on that is exerted from the top. It's pushing down on itself. So as a load-bearing pillar, I mean, it has some damage from age, but it does need repair. I mean, it needs more than cosmetic repair, but it does need that to be replaced. Or reinforced would probably be the best way to do it. But at the condition of the bridge itself, not a good look at paint would do with a wire brush, would bring it on. And there is some strats that need to be replaced. But overall, I think it's, for my own, I feel safe. I mean, that's the first thing.
Yeah, considering it's built in 1927, and it's holding up pretty well. I don't know really anything about engineering. I was talking to an engineer about the way bridges are constructed, because you know sometimes they get it wrong and the bridge doesn't bear the load. But I imagine that the movement in the bridge is actually how it does take the weight. Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting to see, to find out, as we will, what the plan exactly is, because the media reporting has been that the Shaky Bridge is going to lose its shake. So it won't be able to be called the Shaky Bridge. It is actually called Daly's Bridge officially. But whether that is actually the case, I guess we'll find out. Mm. But it's interesting what you said about air quality, because the difference then between where we were just standing on Sunday's Well Road and the amount of pollution, the amount of traffic pollution that you just can't help breathing in every time you walk down, particularly if you run, and then you come here and it is just a step away. Obviously we are in the city, it's not completely pure air, but this is like a lung. It's like a kind of a breathing lung, the river that goes through the city, and then this bridge gives you an opportunity to just take it in and breathe it in. And there's so much nature. So many birds, and there's otter come in this river, and I actually saw a seal one day. Apparently there's a seal that lives up here.